I'm on a bus. Nothing unusual in that. Bus number 188. And just going over Waterloo Bridge. I'm going to see the unveiling of a statue to Chopin to commemorate the anniversary. A statue which was removed and perhaps forgotten about, and now with due ceremony is going to be restored. And the bus now is coming over Waterloo Bridge, and I can see my stop coming up at the South Bank Centre. Well, walking along the South Bank now, coming up to the World Festival Hall. To say that crowds are gathering and massing would perhaps be a statement. While there do seem some potentially disruptive pneumatic drills about to start, and that could well drown out the speeches on the podium. Let's hope for the best. Now, a crowd worthy of the name spotted just at the side of the Royal Festival Hall, and walking through the under the bridge now.
The River Thames is many things, a work of art by a sculptor, gift from one country to another, and the realization of a dream of a musician and patriot living far away from home. Professor Stefania Niekrasz was a renowned Polish pianist and teacher, who according to the article in the London Post in 1973 numbered the Queen Mother amongst her friends. She devoted her life to telling the world about her beloved Poland through the power of music, in particular, music of Chopin. And she was president of the Association of Polish Musicians Abroad. It was her dream to see a monument of Chopin erected in South Bank, near the Thames, a dream for which she campaigned tirelessly. Eventually, the site outside the entrance of Royal Festival Hall, facing the Hayward Gallery, was agreed by then GLC, Greater London Council. Sadly, Professor Niekrasz passed away on the 26th September 1973 in London at the age of 87. A year later, her dream of a monument of Chopin was realized and officially unveiled on the 26th February 1975 by Her Royal Highness Princess Alice, Duchess of Gloucester. The statue itself was a gift from Poland to Britain as a token of friendship and gratitude for the sacrifice of the British people and their armed forces in the fight against fascism during World War II. Since Chopin and his music have come to symbolize the Polish nation and its struggles for freedom, he was the perfect subject for such a gift. Its special significance was further enhanced by earlier inclusion of
It's wonderful and indeed quite moving to see so many of us here today at what is a historical occasion and what will be a truly memorable day. The unveiling of this remarkable statue is a moment that many of us have been waiting for. It is a great honor.
Unveil the statue.
Footsteps to re-unveil the statue. Clearly, it symbolizes in many ways the history of the Polish nation. It was given in the 70s as a gesture of thanks for the part that we played in the defeat of fascism. And I always feel that there should be a bigger statue of thanks to the British people for the contribution that Polish people made also to the defeat of fascism, particularly those that were able to get out and to join our forces, which they had done so with great success.